Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm. I'm here with Joe Hayden. And Joe, let's dive into that Baltimore Ravens football game. You had the two interceptions. How good does it feel for you to kind of get back into the swing of things defensively and make the plays that everybody's so used to you making?
Oh, man, it feels really good. You know, after having an injury-prone season last year, missing a lot of games, just being able to come out there, create turnovers, get the ball back to the offense, put my hands on the ball, man, it feels really good.
So we're now going to dive into both of those interceptions. And it's second and six. They're in 12 personnel, tight end, wide receiver. What are you seeing at that point, and what made you so decisive to jump in front of that route?
The thing was, they had the tight end in the hang position, and when we see that, they usually run slant flat. And Tremont Williams, this is something that's never happened before. He like was on the other side of the field, ran over, was like, Joe, he's running the slant. So I'm like, all right, Trey, I'm believing in you. So I lined up inside, and I was like, if he breaks on the three-step slant, I'm going for it, you know. So he on his third step, he broke, and I was like, I'm going for it. Look, the Flacco looked like he was throwing the ball right to me.
Second down, six, play action fake. Flacco throws, picked off. The Browns got it. Down the left side, it's Joe Hayden. Joe Hayden weaving around at the 30. He's waiting, and then he slides at the 27-yard line. It is all good here today. A five-yard return for the guy that wants to be back on the level of elite cornerback, and that's how you do it.
When you watch film, just being able to get a couple snip bits, you just need a couple things that when I see this formation, I'm going to make this play. You just need about two or three things that you really just are 100% like basically sure on. So with Tremont, that dude, he studies film with like the best of them here. He's really helped me learn how to study film. So it's something that I saw, but then just getting that reassurance from him to be like, Joe, he's running a slant. I was like, all right, man, we're going to go for it.
Talk about the second. You just had the penalty, which I don't think, you know, really was much of a penalty.
The official throws the flag, and it's pass interference on Hayden.
Oh, I'm not sure about that one either. It looked like Smith grabbed Joe Hayden and pulled him to try to get to the ball. He had cut off his route, forced him out of bounds.
Just talk about what happened and what you saw with the ball in the air and reading the route so well, almost running the route for the wide receiver on that second pick.
Yeah, man, with these dudes, you know, once they get in the red zone, the Baltimore Ravens, they throw shots, and that's the thing that I like about their offensive coordinator. He doesn't really care. He likes the chance that if it's one-on-ones, we're going to throw the ball up. It's either going to be incomplete or pass interference or something like that. So we're in the red zone, and I know when they give us those wide outside releases and start looking back, I just like to whip my head around and just turn it to the receiver. I saw the ball in the air. I was just ready to go get it.
Snap goes back. Flacco's got it. He's throwing for Steve Smith. Joe Hayden's back there. He got it! Intercepted the ball into the end zone. His second of the day.
Up next, you've got the Miami Dolphins, Jarvis Landry, Devontae Parker. What do you know about them? And what type of game are you guys going to take on the road? You're going to play two consecutive road games. And what do you guys have to do defensively to get up against them?
Man, we got to get up in their faces. You know, we got to be very, very physical. The thing is pressing these dudes up. Making sure we stay on top. Keeping the ball in front of us is the biggest thing. You know, you can't really get beat running comebacks, catching the ball, coming back towards the quarterback. So just making sure we keep everything top down.
Very cool. Well, Joe, good luck and congratulations on the new pick. Let's keep it going and good luck against the Miami Dolphins.
Thanks a lot, man.
You got it.